Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford all in studio. We also have Carter on the YouTube and the Twitch. And you can text in 877-881-1053. You can hit us up on YouTube or Twitch. We'll see them. We might not reply back. We might not answer to everything, but we see them, baby.
Can I just say...
Oh my gosh, you sound like your voice just changed.
Can I just say, for the people who are upset, I'm trying the best I can.
Yeah, appreciate
I hope
that.
I'm not
upset.
Why
would they be upset?
Somebody said it made them want to throw up.
Oh, they could feel that way about your
voice. I want to throw up all the time with my takes.
Yeah. I will say this, Kevin. Fair point. Yesterday, whenever you had your chicken soup, and I'm sorry I forgot to bring the double noodle. When you had the chicken soup yesterday, yeah, I'm sorry, Alec. Your voice did sound better for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So if you can eat chicken soup
every 10
minutes.
Why don't you just eat chicken soup every second?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that in a minute, but... I did think when I grabbed this chicken noodle soup this morning, I go, man, but if Corey brings in that double noodle, I'm ditching this in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
what kind is that?
Just regular.
I was hoping it wasn't like beef stew. I'm like, no, that doesn't do it for your throat.
The Mavericks lose last night to the Grizzlies. And Mike, I know that like this has been a disheartening time for all Mavs fans as they are now, is this a 5-game losing streak?
And can I give you more bad news before you respond to all of this? Did you see what Jason Kidd said about Daniel Gafford?
Oh,
it's going to be a while.
He said, sprained ankle is what I think it is. We'll see how he feels. But he's probably going to be out for, quote, some time.
Yeah, I think that, Kevin, going off of that, playing the Lakers tomorrow, that's an automatic L. Like, you just don't have talent enough to win an NBA basketball game until you play teams like Portland or New Orleans or Charlotte. And I'm not even counting those as wins. I'm just saying those are the only chances you got. At this point, your team, if this was your team, you would be competing with the early 90 Mavericks.
Oh, wow.
And that would be 12 to 15 win teams.
Lucius Harris.
I like the depth of this team, Sweet Lou. I like the depth of these teams. Tony Dumbass. I mean, Dumas was on the team.
It just looked like it, Kevin.
No, I hear it.
It's like that,
I do.
Root beer commercial.
This isn't fair. Like, this is the way the Cowboys think that they, like, it's amazing what the Jones family is able to do to the Cowboy fan who's just, I call him soft-minded. Like, this wasn't a good team before all the injuries happened. The Mavericks were. The Mavericks were 20-11. They were looking like one of the five best teams in the NBA, and then Luka gets hurt. And now Kyrie's out for a while. And you have Derek Lively's going to be hurt until his body grows into a man's body. He's just dealing with, I compare him and Evan Carter to this. I like both of them. I think they're both super talented, and they're going to make a major impact in their organization. And we've seen how both of them have in their playoff runs. But they're still in their child's body. Their body is not developed into a man's body yet. And Derek Lively's going to keep dealing with injuries and be in and out of the lineup because he has a child's body that's still developing into a man's body. So all of these injuries and the schedule when you look at it and what you have talent-wise, I think this team, by the time we get to the All-Star break, might be on the outside of the top 10 now.
Oh, wow.
I think that when, not top 10, I'm saying top 10 in the West. Okay. Right now, Phoenix and Sacramento are in 11th and 12th place.
Yeah.
That's how stacked the West is. I think there's a good possibility without Luka for till the All-Star. My guess is till the All-Star break. The dude's in a walking boot on a stroller.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying we haven't gotten any official word. I'm not disputing
that.
We
just know it's a month from the injury.
I'm not disputing anything where we might get to with Kyrie. I'm just saying that hasn't officially come down. But
they're going
to
reevaluate him on January 27th if you look at the month. When the month is up from the injury, they're going to reevaluate on January 27th to look at, is there a possibility of him playing before the All-Star break, which February 13th is your last game before the All-Star break.
Kevin, I mean, you just remember Josh Young. They needed to reevaluate him, and then it kind of continued to stretch out for a little while. But
I'm very concerned.
Fingers crossed that Luka heals faster than all of us. Here's the thing, though.
Especially me.
And Kyrie, bulging disc doesn't sound like a one-week injury.
No, it's not.
It does not.
Having had a bulging disc, I'm not an athlete like them, but having had it, it hurts, and it hurts a lot, and it's always a problem.
But you don't necessarily need surgery. I know you can.
You just
PT.
A lot of time, physical therapy will help get that disc back into place, and then you just got to keep up with it. But the way he puts his body at risk, which is the way he falls all the time, he's good at it. I mean, you got to be good at falling if you're going to do what he does, but he does it frequently. Here's the thing, Mike, for me, if they can get into that 8 area, 7, just in that area, if they're in that area, I feel better because I think when they'll have their guys healthy, and that team can make a run. That group can make a run.
If they are healthy.
They have to be healthy.
If they are, and I'll say with their major guys.
I'll take it now as opposed to late in the season right before the playoffs.
But I think you're going to now run into a similar situation to last year. And last year, around the trade deadline, the Mavericks were in that 7-8-9 spot. And then they played, I think they went 16-2 until the last two games. And then they didn't, they got to the 5 spot. They're like, we're cool. We don't care anymore. Is they lost the last two, but they weren't trying. I think they're going to have to pull that off again. So now I think they're going to be in the similar situation to last year where they're going to be somewhere between 7-11 around the All-Star break. And what I mean by that is they're seeding in the West. And then they are going to have to play their butts off and stay completely healthy for kind of the end of February till the end of the season, where if Luka misses a game, it's only for maintenance, and you feel great about still winning that game with a maintenance day off for him. Mm-hmm. Because I think you're now going to be fighting and clawing to get either into the play-in or just barely out of the play-in. And unfortunately, I still think this. Like, to your point, Corey, this is a very good team. If they are completely healthy, I think they are only worse than the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's the only team that I know that's better than them. But if they're this hurt and they can't really get healthy the rest of the way, and maybe, I hate saying this, maybe Luka, because he loves playing basketball, he hates cardio. Maybe every time he makes a deep playoff run, you might just expect a bad year the next year, that his body can't recover, that he doesn't really take care of his body. And at a young age, we're struggling with this, but he made the conference finals. So you play all the way up till the NBA finals, and then you don't make the playoffs. Then you play into the NBA finals. So nobody had a longer season than the Dallas Mavericks last year, even the Celtics, because they ran through the Eastern Conference.
He played Euro ball, or he was trying to qualify for the Olympics, right?
And luckily they didn't, but at the same time, maybe his body, because it is such a pudgy body, to be nice, that it just can't recover the way Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Jason Tatum or, you know, players that played late.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Into the season last year can recover. So maybe we're just going to have through the Luka era is going to be a every other year era where he plays great and you make a great playoff run and then his body cannot recover to play the next year and make a great playoff run. I don't know.
This is I think this is a valid question and a really good conversation piece here from the 817. Do these injuries make the front office panic enough to pull the trigger on, let's say, a Jimmy Butler trade? And I think they're patient enough to know that we get in the playoffs, the matchups, they're all going to have to match up with us. And if we're healthy in the playoffs, that they're going to be scared of us more than anything else. But we got to make sure we get there. So I don't think they're going to panic, but they do have to reassess, can we get to that point?
We're going
to
talk about another player, I think, in depth tomorrow. But when you say pull the trigger, everything you hear makes it sound like the Heat are like, hey, what are you doing? You're an NBA team, right? Do you want Jimmy Butler? And you're like, no. Hey, what about now? And it sounds like that might not cost you that much. I still don't think that's what you're looking for. Kyrie's out, maybe to a certain extent, that is a little bit of what you're looking
for.
But
if you like this team and you're like, okay, I'm moving, I'm going to say a name. Let's say Najee. I'm just throwing a name. And that's a dude that does a specific thing very well. You know, he does a couple things very well. Did you get a better player there to replace that? Or maybe it was two or three players it took to get that player, or, you know, picks. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But that's when I'm looking at this team going, I like the team as a whole because I think they can contend with anybody.
Specifically to Jimmy Butler, you're going to have to trade Klay Thompson, like a Najee Marshall, a Maxi Kleba, and another player just to try to get to his salary. Because you have to get to over $40 million in salary.
Thanks a lot, salary.
And after Luka and Kyrie, most players don't make a lot of money on your team. You start looking at now Klay Thompson and PJ Washington are your next guys. I don't think the Mavs are interested at all in trading PJ Washington because he's so vital to your defense.
Dude, he's your defensive linchpin.
I'm not saying Klay Thompson isn't untradeable, but you just have to start looking. All right, Klay Thompson, $18 million. Maxi Kleba, $11 million. I'm only with those two guys, I'm at $28 million. I'm still $13, $14 million away. So I add Najee Marshall. Then I add Omax Prosper. Then I add Jaden Hardy. I got to the money. I finally got to the number I needed to get to, even though I'm trying not to, even though if let's say Miami's like, we don't even want a lot. We just want a first round draft pick, but I have to take on $40 million because the Mavericks are at the cap, over the cap, and so are the Miami Heat. So you have to equal the money very close to make a trade happen.
And I still think, I know Jimmy Butler's like, hey, I want to get my love of basketball back. I still wonder if that's not what's missing. Like, is it just that he's gotten older and his skills to a certain extent are diminished?
I mean, his knees have been problems, you know, consistently throughout his career and more often later here in his career. So that could be another thing too.
I don't think the Mavs panic in that, but I do really like Nico. So Nico, I'll compare this. This isn't a whole segment, but I'll do this. Mark Cuban decided to go down the Jerry Jones route, right? Okay. I think most everybody can agree. We saw that. And look, you know where I think it really turned for him, for Mark Cuban, and I don't know this, is when the Jason Kidd trade fell through. If people don't remember this, the Mavericks traded for Jason Kidd, and it fell through because Devin George said no to the trade. He had a full no trade clause, and it was like, well, it's falling through. We can't get it done without this. And Mark Cuban stepped in for Donnie Nelson and said, I'll figure this out. And he called up Keith Van Horn, and he offered him a fake contract. And, like, all of a sudden, he now gets $4 million the rest of this season. He's not even playing in the NBA, not even getting paid any money. But Mark Cuban stepped in, and without Mark Cuban, you don't get Jason Kidd. Without Jason Kidd, you don't get an NBA championship. So just like you could look at Jerry Jones and certain things that he did to help win three championships – and then totally destroy the Cowboys forever, is Mark Cuban started destroying the Mavericks forever. It started looking really bad. But I think Mark Cuban, I'll give him credit here. He goes, I'm actually not good at this. I've been trying this for like 7-8 years on my own with just having Donnie as like a figurehead. And then I have Vegas Bob helping me out and stuff. But it was Mark Cuban being the general manager. And it was going to crap. And then he said, screw it. I've kind of screwed this thing up good enough. I don't want to do this, but let me see if this Nico guy, if he does as bad as I'm doing, I'll just go back to doing it. And I get he sold most of the team now. But I do give Mark Cuban credit for this. He started going down the Jerry Jones route, and within about a 7-year period, he goes, I suck at this. I'm not good at this. I thought I was going to be great at this. I've been great at a lot of things in life. I'm not great at this. Jerry refuses to see how bad he is at it, so we just have to keep going down the route with him. But I give Mark Cuban credit, and so this is where I'm going.
For realizing he's an entrepreneur, not a business runner.
Is that Nico has done such a tremendous job in a small amount of time. I don't think it's Jimmy Butler, but I do think Nico is looking at ways, whether it's another Daniel Gafford type player, whether it's a bigger name than PJ Washington that has a bigger role. I don't know, but I'm sure Nico's looking at things to try to help this team out, and that might not make sense to us, but Nico seems to be really smart at it. He knows it's going to make sense for his team, because I thought the Kyrie thing was stupid. I'm still on record as I thought it was. And it ended up being great, and he had a relationship with Kyrie. Jason Kidd had a relationship with Kyrie, and they felt like if we get him here, it will work here with Kyrie and Luka, and I didn't think it would, and it worked out to close to perfection.
And, you know, one of the reasons I don't want, like Mike was throwing out all the names, Kleba I'm perfectly okay with. Like, I love Maxi Kleba. I think we've all appreciated him. I don't want to move on from a Klay Thompson for multiple reasons. One, convincing him to get here was a big deal, and especially for future free agents too.
You think that makes you look bad?
It's a seed planted. But
I'm with you.
The other thing too is if this season, if you get to that opportunity to get to the Western Conference Finals again, you have two guys that have won championships, and you don't have that with anybody else. You have Kyrie and Klay Thompson, and that room, if they both agree while they're going through the, hey guys, it's one game. You know, we'll get back at it tomorrow night, and we'll get our chance. Hey, let's get us to a game five, and we'll take care of business here. That's two voices that I think people really trust and can say, I believe in that, in addition to Luka, who's never gotten over the top of it.
Now, here's real quick. I know we're out of time, but here's the scary thing. You play Los Angeles. They're playing pretty well right now. You're probably taking a big L there. Portland is a winnable game. Then you play Denver back-to-back. Those are both L's. You're not going to have Kyrie or Luka in those games, and probably not even Gafford, too. So trying to have a tandem to try to help out on Jokic is gone, because Gafford probably won't be in those games. Then you're at New Orleans, winnable game, but you are down to like what New Orleans is playing with. You're playing with all of your role players with no stars. And then you play Oklahoma City. You're going to get blown out there. At Charlotte, winnable game. And then you play Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Then Boston. Like, you're probably going to be very close to, if not below 500 by January 26th.